It's time for ER 101 with expert guests provided by the American College of Emergency Physicians. Here's Dr. Lee Vinoker.
Hi, and welcome back to ER 101. We give you the 411 on your 911. If you have any questions you want to ask our guests, call in at 877-711-5611. I want to welcome my next guest because we're talking about a very important topic. There's been blizzards. The Northeast had a terrible blizzard where several people died in the New England area. And we don't think about it as much, but potentially we always talk about hurricanes and death, but these winter blizzards pose a huge potential problem. And one of the biggest problems, very sad case of a kid while his dad was trying to shovel out the car in Boston, was sitting in the car and the tailpipe was blocked and he died of carbon monoxide poisoning. So it's a hidden danger that actually spikes in the winter. So I want to welcome my next guest, Dr. Sandra Schneider. She's an emergency physician who knows all about winter tips and hazards because she's in Rochester, New York. She's the former president of the American College of Emergency Physicians, as well as professor and chair emeritus at the Department of Emergency Medicine at University of Rochester and attending at Strong Memorial Hospital. Thank you so much for being here, Dr. Schneider. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me.
So, yeah, I remember reading that in the news, and it was just a tragedy. Here, this poor man, I mean, and you saw the pictures in Boston. I mean, the snow had gotten piled up 3 feet, and then the plows put even more snow into the car, and this man and his son, you know, I saw some reports he was 11, 14, it doesn't matter. It's just a tragedy. They were digging out their car. The kid got cold. He went to lay down in the car, and the dad found him unresponsive. It just breaks your heart.
Yes, and these are tragic, very tragic deaths. And we see them, unfortunately, not infrequently. There's probably about 500 people or so each year who die from carbon monoxide.
Yeah, I had heard that something like the National Fire Prevention Association reported, you know, 80% of all the deaths of non-fire related carbon monoxide occur in the winter months, you know, like November to February. And they occur in evening hours too, because I imagine when the sun goes down and it gets colder, people start firing up these heaters and extra generators and things, to try and keep warm. So it's terrible. So talk a little
I was going to say, let me just correct one thing. There are about 500 people who inadvertently die of carbon monoxide. There's a lot more who use carbon monoxide as a suicide attempt. So there's probably almost 10 times that number that are actually suicides from carbon monoxide.
But for the unintentional deaths, let's talk a little bit about carbon monoxide, because it's not like, you know, if you have a propane gas leak or something, you can't really smell if there's a leak of carbon monoxide going on, right?
Right. Carbon monoxide is totally, you can't smell it, you can't see it. It's about the same consistency of air, so you can't crawl out from under it like you can, for example, some other gases, smoke. They often tell you to crawl on the floor. And most people who die from carbon monoxide don't actually realize anything is wrong. They just kind of go to sleep. And are found either unresponsive or dead.
Yeah, I mean, as ER docs, sometimes we'll get a clue if somebody hasn't died, if like a whole family, sometimes you can have some symptoms where you don't feel quite right, you know, you got a headache, you feel achy. Sometimes if you notice a whole family, which is kind of hard because sometimes a whole family does get the flu at once, but if a whole family has these weird, vague flu-like symptoms, right?
Right.
It makes you think, oh, is there something going on in the house, right?
Right. So there's really a difference between sort of low exposures to carbon monoxide over a long period of time. And those people come in with this sort of flu-like, achy, I just don't feel right. And you're absolutely correct. When the whole family comes in, especially in wintertime, this is something that emergency docs think about frequently. So other ones, like that young boy who was in the car, those are high doses of carbon monoxide over a relatively short period of time, and the levels can get very high very quick, and they won't have those typical symptoms. The other symptom, by the way, of the people who are more chronically, the most common symptom is headache. And I actually know of a young child, a neighbor of mine, who had persistent headaches every day after school when she came home. And it was only several months later that they found out that the furnace was leaking. They fixed the furnace and her headaches went away.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, and it's the reason it's winter too. I mean, so carbon monoxide is produced by any engine or something that combusts, right? You have to have combustion. So if you have a house that's heated by electric heating, it's usually not going to be, you're not going to have the risk of a carbon monoxide poisoning in the winter, correct?
Correct. It's mostly the gas burning appliances, so gasoline appliances. You can get it from some people, for example, who aren't thinking about winter. So when the cold weather hits the more southern parts of the state, they'll use their oven, a gas oven. They'll put a charcoal grill in the house to try to keep warm. They'll burn things and try to do it in a fireplace. And since they probably don't use their fireplaces very often, sometimes they'll forget to open the flue, or sometimes, you know, the chimneys are backed up. They haven't had those checked in a while. And that's one of the main ways we see carbon monoxide, is people trying to stay warm. Some people, for example, in this area, will have generators because we get a lot of ice storms and we lose our electricity and we lose our heating system. So people go out and buy these generators. And it says on there very carefully, you know, keep generator outside. It gets really cold to go out and, you know, putting gasoline in this generator. So, you know, some people just move it into their garage or move it into their basement, because it's a lot easier to get to. And, of course, those are the people who succumb to carbon monoxide. The classic one, and I've actually seen a case of this, are people who forget to turn off the car in the garage. And I actually saw an elderly couple that where the man, you know, helped the wife into the house and then, you know, just sort of got distracted with helping her and had left the car on. And he survived, I don't actually remember. The wife was very, very ill, and I don't know whether she actually survived. But there's one other way to get carbon monoxide that's actually very interesting. So there is a chemical called methylene chloride that's actually used in paint removers and in floor strippers. And when you inhale the vapors from that, your body actually generates carbon monoxide. And so I saw a patient many years ago who told me that every Saturday, she got a headache. And so I asked her what was different about Saturday, and she said, well, she went into the office, nobody else was there except the guy stripping the floor. And sure enough, she had carbon monoxide poisoning. Low-key, but still, you know, significant.
Yeah, and it is, and it's significant because it displaces the oxygen, it holds on to the cells, the hemoglobin in our body that has more oxygen, and it can ultimately cause permanent brain damage. So that's why it's so serious. So we only have a minute left, but your number one tip to help prevent carbon monoxide poisoning is?
Read the labels when you're working with any kind of tools or gasoline burning stuff. Keep those outside. Make sure your tailpipe is dug out. Make sure any ventilation, like your dryer,
Good ventilation. But number one, and every fire department will tell you, get a carbon monoxide monitor.
Yes. And by the way,
absolutely,
you need to replace those every 5 to 7 years.
Yes. Thank you so much, Dr. Snyder. Absolutely. Replace your batteries and have a carbon monoxide poisoner, detector. Sorry. Thanks for listening.